She actually saw the influence that government has on people's lives and wanted to make sure that the government public policy was actually to the benefit of the citizens. She believed that if you were involved, if you evaluated the issues, you could make good decisions. And even if you weren't the head of a company, you could have the information and the ability to influence the direction of public policy.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you to describe her political career and kind of what happened.
Okay, what she did is she worked in local government, and then she was elected to the Alaska State Senate in 1978 and served in the Senate for 10 years. And in that time, the state of Alaska exploded in population, went from being almost broke to exploded in money as a result of the completion of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and the beginnings of oil wealth that accrued to the state of Alaska. It went from a tiny budget to several $100 million budget in 1 year, and then the next year it was a $1 billion budget. So that's where Arla Sterjuluski shone. She was a bright voice for the public interest versus the private interest. And she was very strong and very capable of making sure that the public interest was going to be served by the appropriations made for capital improvements, by the appropriations made for community grants, that what we were going to be doing is making sure that they could be using those funds for the public interest. She ran for governor in 1986 and in 1990. That was very unusual in Alaska. It was very unusual in America. And so at that time, could a woman actually be the governor of Alaska? And she was perpetually prepared to answer the question, this woman is able to be the governor of Alaska, and this is why, and this is how. But she continued her work on behalf of the community in a variety of ways. And so what I really want you to understand is she had 60, 70 years of service to Alaskans that never stopped. She was fully active her whole life.
In general, what do you think is her lasting legacy on Alaska politics?
Arliss was an advocate of the people and of the good government. So what did she accomplish? She created an ethos, an ethic of community service as the principle for people to be able to do public service. She also absolutely broke trail for every woman who has ever followed her in seeking office in any way, from school board to governor. And she broke trail for all women who wanted to be able to stand on their own two feet and make sure that they had equal opportunities under the law.
Just as a friend, what was she like?
She was a lot of fun. She was a lot of fun. It was joyful to have dinner with Arliss at her home or our home, and she had a wry sense of humor, and it was joyful to hear her. She was devoted to her family and her grandsons, as well as her son and daughter-in-law, and she was very engaged in a broad range of things. I mean, she supported the Girl Scouts, she supported the Boy Scouts, she supported... So what I'd say about her is that she was fun, and she was joyful, and she was kind, and she was smart, oh, so smart. And she inspired generations of people to be willing to stand up and take a stand.